With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The House votes today on a bill that could ultimately result in a U.S. ban on the popular Chinese-owned video-sharing app, TikTok.
It's essential that we take action to get this propaganda tool out of the hands of the Chinese Communist Party.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton talking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Former President Trump has concerns about a TikTok ban, saying it would benefit Facebook, which Mr. Trump has labeled as a true enemy of the American people. For the first time in almost 70 years, the U.S. is in for a presidential rematch. Former President Trump and President Biden will face each other in the November general election.
With decisive victories in several Tuesday primaries, the sitting and former presidents reached enough delegates to claim their respective party's nomination at their conventions this summer. The nominations were clinched not even halfway through the presidential primary calendar. And it all but sets the stage for a rematch of the Trump-Biden contest from 2020. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump is decrying a double standard in the way he has been treated for possessing classified documents versus the way President Biden's been handled for the very same thing. Mr. Trump is speaking up following special counsel Robert Hur's testimony yesterday before the House Judiciary Committee. The U.S. sending another $300 million in military aid to Ukraine, and still, President Biden says it's far from enough. Wall Street set aside its inflation fears yesterday. The benchmarks rallied. The S&P closed at a record high. Also, there were nice gains for the Dow, the NASDAQ Composite Index as well. This morning, stocks have been mixed so far. The Dow trading 47 points higher, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 37 points, and the S&P is off 2. This is SRN News. A settlement has been reached in a case involving Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law.
Under the settlement, students and teachers can discuss sexual orientation and gender identity in Florida classrooms as long as it's not part of instruction. The law was passed 2 years ago, and opponents said it had created confusion about whether teachers could identify themselves as LGBTQ. Governor Ron DeSantis's office described the settlement as a win since the law remains intact. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Salvation Army was on the front lines in the recent Texas wildfires, providing meals, hydration, and relief supplies to firefighters, first responders, and survivors. In addition to meeting physical needs, Salvation Army staff and volunteers offered emotional and spiritual care for those in need. The Smokehouse Creek Fire, now the largest blaze in Texas state history, burned more than 1 million acres, displaced many families. This is SRN News. The United States is spearheading the first United Nations resolution on artificial intelligence.
The move is aimed at ensuring the new technology is safe, secure, and trustworthy, and that all countries have equal access. The draft General Assembly resolution aims to close the digital divide between countries and make sure they're all at the table in discussions on AI. It recognizes the governance of AI is an evolving area that needs further discussion. Jason Walker reporting.
Associates of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny say a close ally and top Navalny strategist has been attacked near his home in Lithuania. A Navalny spokesman says the assailant smashed a window of Leonid Volkov's car, sprayed him with tear gas, and started hitting him with a hammer. The attack took place nearly a month after Navalny died in a remote Arctic penal colony. More details, SRNNews.com.